This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, May 27. No needy persons among them. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 4. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of Lord Jesus. And God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all that there were no needy persons among them. From time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned, and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. Churches can have a certain reputation based on their history, their music, and the ministries they sponsor. The church in our passage for today has a reputation. They are a needs-meeting church. People's needs were being met because the church had a unified heart, mind, and testimony, all based in the love of Christ. They had a story to tell, that Jesus Christ came to live and die for us and rose from the dead. But they knew they also had to show what this good news message meant in their lives with one another. Reverend Scott Hoosey, director of the Center for Excellence in Preaching at Calvin Theological Seminary, has written a book called Actually, Real Life Stories for Sermons That Matter. And it includes a chapter devoted to the topic. Show, don't just tell. Maybe as a child, you had times in school for show and tell. Students would take turns bringing a favorite toy or pet and talking about it to the class. As we grow older, we can tend more toward telling and forget the joy and the power of showing. Our passage for today ends with a show story of a person who sells land and gives the money to the church to help meet the needs of others. His generosity and encouragement to others even lead the apostles to call him Barnabas, meaning son of encouragement. May we join with Barnabas and be show and tell people of the gospel. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for always meeting our needs. May your grace and love inspire us to show and tell the good news of Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.